Welcome, one and all, to Squirrels and Robots, episode 117. That's a lot. Thank you, Matthew, John, and Alfred for the support this week.
Was it Alfred Molina? He played Dr. Octopus. I like him.
No.
Oh, Alfred Hitchcock?
No, he's dead.
When?
1980, I think.
Ow, I should send flowers.
It's a little late, mate, you know.
Still gonna send flowers. They're gonna be bird-shaped.
Ugh. Anyway, thank you, everyone, for your continued support, be it on Patreon, Twitch with your subs or tips or bits and all that fun stuff, YouTube folks doing their thing, you know, sharing.
Yes, it is important to share the content. You know, I mean, it's not like we can expand our fan base if nobody's like, "Oi, have you seen this series?" It's both enlightening and funny. Well, it's sometimes funny.
Yeah, well, that's your fault.
Yes. But I have noticed, right, as news goes, right, it's been rather slow, isn't it? Like, this week has been, like, nothing but politics and war and, you know, still, apparently the environment hasn't healed itself as plastic is washing up everywhere. You know what I mean? It's like there's a wave of plastic trash in the Arctic. No, I think that's where Santa lives. You know what? I think Santa can use his magic to repurpose that plastic and make toys. So if you get recycled toys next year, it's your own fault for polluting. Don't do it!
Yeah, all right, since we're not going to cover politics, because, you know, politics, let's see, what is actually happening this week? As far as game stuff goes, Unreal Engine 5 was released, and as a game engine goes, it looks pretty good. But then again, it should, as technology should always be moving forward.
Yeah, you know, it looks wonderful, right? But it's just too bad no one has access to any of the technology needed to use it. Supply chains are still jank, mate. You know, I can't even get any of those PS5 imports, you know, anime games for the PS5. I can't find one. I don't even think they exist. I think it's like a ploy by PlayStation to be like, look what we have out there. No one owns one. I've never seen one in real life.
All right, stop. Come on.
I still have trouble finding cornstarch. Also, my doodle pads are hard to find. And that's just paper. What's going on?
Stop yelling.
Okay.
But anyway, that Skarsgård dude who played Pennywise in the It remake has been cast as the Crow in the Crow remake. So, there you go.
Oh, the Crow. That's like holy ground for some, mate. You know, Brandon Lee and all that. I mean, I think people might get actually offended that they're doing a Crow reboot.
Dude, it's a 30-year-old movie at this point. Apparently, there was, like, 3 sequels which sucked. Okay? I think it's time to try to salvage that franchise. Right?
And maybe we'd have a bigger budget, a huge budget, a budget that the Crow deserves, and they can make it really dark and gritty, and it'll be crazy.
Well, I mean, the original Crow was really dark, honestly, and I don't think they'd even be able to make it that dark now. You know, they'll probably try to make it like the Batman, you know, Robert Pattinson's Batman, you know, make it dark and gritty, but still have a PG rating. Yeah, I think the original Crow was rated R. I don't even remember, but, I guess we'll see what happens, you know? But, anyway, apparently the general consensus of the Morbius movie is that it kinda sucks. No pun intended. Well, I mean, at least according to Rotten Tomatoes, but who cares about that crap? My God.
You know, it's weird, right? Cause Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 16% score, but audiences gave it a 70%. So which is it? I'm getting mixed signals here. There is a lot of room for error there. And I'm not good at math, but I know 70% is completely different from 16%. There's a lot of stuff in between those numbers.
Yeah. So you know what, folks? Ignore all that crap, and if you want to watch it, go watch it for yourself. But personally, I don't care enough about that movie to go see it. Like, even streaming, I'm just like, whatever.
You know, I mean, if reviews are to be believed, right, it's like Jared Leto, right? He can't get a break when it comes to superhero movies, you know? No one liked him in Suicide Squad, and people didn't care for him in Morbius, and, you know, bloke's been getting jank scripts, apparently. I mean, the man tries, he's like, oh, I'll even reprise my thing as the Joker, you know, in Zack Snyder's Justice League, and even that was like, oh, well, you know, he tried, but the movie is still jank.
Yeah, just what I needed, a 4-hour-long version of a movie I didn't like to begin with. Either way, be it Morbius or Sonic or whatever movie you may want to see, make up your own mind. watch it if you want to watch it. You know, I'm tired of reviewers just doing this weird clickbaity thing and then everyone following suit like, oh, I heard this movie was blah, 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 so I'm not going to go see it. And it's like, why? Make up your own mind. Yeah.
You know, there should be reviews for reviewers where people say, oh, this reviewer is really accurate in their assessments of things. But this one here, no, he gets a 16% because everything he claims that is bad is actually good. He's just being a trolley poop.
You know what? I'm sure there is, as everyone is a critic, so why not criticize critics? Make a whole internet, a whole personal attack on everybody else, because that seems to be where it's going. But speaking of movies, those into werewolves, the cult classic Dog Soldiers is getting a 4K release. And for those who haven't seen it, it's a pretty decent werewolf movie for its time. Like, in recent history, it's pretty good. Also, that film Cat People, 4K.
Hey, are werewolves offended by furries wearing wolf costumes?
No, I don't even think they'd care. They just whip their heads off regardless, you know? Like, they're not sitting there pondering the insensitivity of doing fur face and all that, you know? They're just like, oh, look, it's lunch in a furry wrapper, you know?
Well, I think it would be good advice to not be insensitive or attempt to trigger a werewolf.
Yeah, unless you got silver bullets.
True.
Anyway, new Doctor Strange trailer was released, which I did not watch because I don't want anything spoiled. Which seems to be the case with trailers now. Stop spoiling the movie in trailers.
Right.
Rob Zombie tossed out another Munsters photo, which looks like it's right out of a Rob Zombie music video.
That could work, honestly, you know? And I noticed, Sherry Moon Zombie is still in the cast. Oh, God.
Ow. Yeah, Cassandra Peterson, the actor who plays Elvira, came out to defend her role for some reason.
Well, I mean, a lot of the internet was like, oi, another zombie film with Sherry taking up a part. And I think Cassandra Peterson was, you know, trying to be helpful. Like, you know, oi, give her a shot, you don't know, you know, that kind of thing. How come Sherry Moon Zombie is playing Lily Munster? I mean, well, why not have Cassandra Peterson play Lily Munster?
Honestly, that's who I would have cast. I mean, come on. But whatever, it is what it is, and hopefully the movie won't be terrible.
Well, I mean, the original series was all camp and G-rated for the time, you know, so, I mean, any reinventing of the franchise, you know, couldn't really hurt.
Or it could. But whatever. There was a trailer for a new Monkey Island game. Yes, Monkey Island. It's called Return to Monkey Island. So, for point-and-click enthusiasts, warm up that mouse, you're gonna have some clicking to do in 2022.
Nice! Also, if you like point-and-click games, right? Thimbleweed Park is a must-play. It's brilliant. It is, and I don't even have a mouse.
Agreed. A House of the Dead remake was released for the Nintendo Switch, so those who aren't sick of zombies, or on-rail shooters, there you go.
That was a fun game back in the day, you know? But, you know, honestly, I'm not quite sure how fun on-rail shooters are now, you know? There's, like, no exploration. It's just, like, point and shoot, mate. Just kill it. Kill it all!
You know, I don't know. We'll see. That'll probably be, like, an on-sale purchase at some point, you know? Like, $5. Another Tomb Raider game has been announced, which I could care less about, as Crystal Dynamics should be making a new Soul Reavers game rather than jerking around with more Lara Croft crap. Come on!
Yeah, the whole Tomb Raider thing kind of got stale rather fast, didn't it? Like, first remake was good, and second game was kind of so-so. And third one, I was like, why am I still doing this? Soul Reaver is still missing from the Steam shop, which it was taken down by Square Enix for quote-unquote important updates, which haven't happened yet. Where is this game?
Yeah, well, Square Enix is probably neck-deep in Final Fantasy Chaos memes right now.
Chaos! Chaos!
Yeah, chaos and such.
But in other game news, right, that game, Neptuna Senran Kagura Ninja Wars, is finally coming to Nintendo Switch and PC April 19th, 2022.
And I care why.
Well, I mean, jiggly anime ninja girls, so, like, hello?
Oh my god. Yeah, well, I'm not 13. But, speaking of 13, 13 Sentinels, a game developed by the same folks who made Dragon's Crown, will also be on the Switch at some point, so at least that has an artistic quality to it for those who like a more painterly feel to games, you know, rather than just low-poly-count bouncy anime girls.
I feel like that's a dig at me.
Get over yourself. LEGO Star Wars The Skywalker Saga seems to actually be a good bet if you like LEGO games, or Star Wars.
It looks fun. I said, hey, I don't like Star Wars, but I do like Legos. And watching people play this game said to me, oh, not bad.
Yeah, and while you're playing, you can just rip Jar Jar out of the game, okay? Because he's a playable character, but you don't gotta play with him, alright? Plus, you can kill him over and over again.
You know, that is fun. But, you know, wouldn't it be grand, right, if they had a Legos Star Wars Collector Edition that came with a single Lego brick embedded in a piece of carpet? I mean, you know, just for the memes. I mean, honestly, the memes alone would sell it. Like, oh, look at me, I've got the collector's edition of Lego Star Wars that comes with a little fabric swatch with a Lego embedded in it, and you can, you know, toss it on the ground and have unsuspecting people step on it.
I'm sure it'll happen at some point. Will Smith is still unlikable after slapping Chris Rock, but I think the internet is moving on as the memes seem to have run their course.
The slapping shall never die!
Wish somebody would. But other than that, hey, it's planet Earth. There's only so much going on that isn't infuriating or depressing.
Oi, there's a new baby metal thing happening!
Oh my god.
They announced something called The Other One, Restoration Project, and more.
And, what does this mean?
I have no idea. I feel like it's some sort of retrospective collection with maybe some unreleased material?
I really don't know. It's kind of cryptic. You know, the announcement was all just like,
But I don't care, take me money!
Oh god, you suck.
Baby Metal should do a cover album of metal songs.
Oi, that is right, I would love a Baby Metal cover album. You know, they can cover some classics like Marilyn Manson's Beautiful People and, you know, Megadeth's Countdown to Extinction.
Yeah, oi, maybe some Ghost, or, Strapping Young Lad.
Or Dream Theater, maybe some Ozzy.
Oi, Ozzy, Motorhead! Oh, I would love to see Baby Metal just, like, cover Ace of Spades.
No, I don't think, I mean, it would have to be a completely different take, you know, as Lemmy's voice was rather unique. I don't think Sue Metal could pull it off.
But, hey, oi, do it, Baby Metal, cover album, get on that.
Yeah, all right, and with that, I guess, weeb out.
What? Oh, caught that, you said weeb out, like, instead of we're out.
Good, I'm glad you caught that. Be well, stay smart, I don't know, flick acorns at people and then pretend it was a squirrel. Don't actually do that.
But I do that.
Well, you can do that because you're a squirrel.
Sometimes I pretend to be.
I mean, that kind of defeats the purpose of... Well, all right, never mind. Later, everyone, we're out. New episode was posted this week.
I did it, it's an Iron cartoon, which I know people aren't as fond of, but it'd be nice if you looked at it and gave it a try and maybe watched all the episodes.
Yeah, Pillsy's trying to do something new, but yeah, it's not sticking, dude. All right, you're getting like 3/4 the views you normally would, okay? Read the writing on the wall, it's not working. Put it in a comic book.
But I'm doing that too!
All right, so there you go. Card game is coming along. We'll maybe have something to show when we do. Not gonna rush it. We're kind of busy.
How do you all get in touch directly with, like, Baby Metal? Not in a creepy stalker way, just as a make a cover album suggestion sort of way. Because, I mean, it's like easy money. You know?
Shut up. Stop.
Yeah. You know, I mean, one day you'll appreciate what I appreciate.
Probably not. Everyone, run away from each other, okay? That's my advice. Everybody on the planet should just get as far away from each other person on the planet they possibly can.
Daddy's gonna be a traffic nightmare.
Yes, and much like Square Enix, I'll enjoy the chaos. Square Enix, don't you hear yourselves when you make something like that? I mean, isn't somebody saying, like, in the office in the back, raising their hand, saying, I think we put the word chaos in this trailer too much? Or are you just like, everybody shut up, this is what we're doing. Chaos. Whatever, I don't care. Later, everyone. We out.
Goodbye. Thank you for supporting. Down.